BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 58. Good news is most of the rain is cleared out there. We got a little slight chance of rain, but it's going to be like later on this afternoon and then late tonight. Yeah, we're going to get some more rain late tonight that will could carry us until tomorrow. But the temperature's going back up tomorrow, so we'll be in the late 60s. Tomorrow's about 67 is going to be 58 today. Cloudy skies. Be careful out there on your drive in. Watch out for them chaps, baby, on your way to school this morning. On their way to school this morning. Y'all watch out for them, because you know they be running in and out of traffic trying to get to them bus stops. So y'all be careful out there. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, comedian baby.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
The west.
Good morning.
The south.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the north.
Good morning.
What up, baby?
What's happening, boy?
How you feeling, Mike?
Feeling my mouth hurt.
It did sound like your mouth hurt.
It does. I went to the dentist yesterday. I'm supposed to get the final stages of my root canal done.
They had to do it in stages?
You know, they do your root canal and then they crown it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah,
keep
yeah.
it in place. The crown is the second part.
Yeah.
I went to go get it crowned and they pulled my whole damn tooth out.
I mean, it's not right under there. It ain't right under there.
No, because my mouth, I had the root canal done, but my tooth started hurting like 2 days, well, 3 days ago now. And I told the dentist, and he said, no, that ain't right. Not if you got the root canal done. And when he was going to finish the crown, he said my tooth was loose. And it was fractured. My tooth was actually fractured. That's why they had to pull it. I don't even know how that happened. So, yeah, my mouth hurt.
That sound like it's hurt. I went to see my dentist the other day, too. He had did some work, and it didn't work out. No wrong with these dentists. I think they're trying to run my bill up.
They trying to run that bill up, boy.
Trying to run that bill up. And, you know, man, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Working Woman wins. We got a working woman. She's going to be stepping in the building this morning. You know, it's Lovers Week. Getting y'all ready for Valentine's Day. And for all the singles out there, we're going to find out why you're single.
It is my favorite day of the week.
Oh,
you can't do my new song.
Hey, do your new song, man.
I can do a new song. This is for my ladies. This is for my ladies. It's Working Woman Wednesday. Hey, it's Working Woman Wednesday.
I got a minute. I like
that. Hey, this is for my ladies. This is for the ladies. It's Working Woman Wednesday.
I like that one.
Hey, it's Working Woman. I might make that a whole real song.
You going to keep going?
No, I'm done.
Now, actually, that one, all right. You might make that one a song.
I might make that song.
Now, you might make that one a song. That one right there sound pretty decent. It sound pretty
hey,
decent.
Hey, lady.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
you
no,
don't
no,
want.
No, see, I'm okay. saying. See, now don't you're going go back. You're going back to the Solid Gold era. And the soul song.
The Columbia House Music.
We used to get 14 CDs for a penny.
How the hell did that even work?
But it was long shocking because what they didn't tell you when that second bill came.
Oh, boy, that second bill, you paid for all 14 CDs.
It was $400 a CD.
Kind of like somebody waiting outside the radio. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
We're not going to do that today. I'm not going to do that today.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, all right. All right, man, let's get this show started this morning. Today's inspirational power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nation Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. One day, a man noticed his friend had stopped worrying and that all the...
Another Larry the Water Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 58. 53 degrees on your way out at the house right now. Watch out for some rain in the forecast later on this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies on your drive in this morning. And you know what time it is. It's time for that hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
And using the hashtag MHQOTD,
You know, it's being brought to you by the North American Comedy Show, which is the Fabulously Funny Comedy Tour, featuring Mike Epps, Lavelle Crawford, DC Young Fly, Country Way, Jess Hilarious. It's going down Saturday, February 29th at the Bojangles Coliseum. More details, log on to power98fm.com. Being brought to you by North American and Power 98.
All right, using that hashtag MHQOTD today, we want to know if you saw your ex in public with their new boo, what would you do?
What's the question again?
If you saw your ex in public with their new boo, what would you do?
I'm going to go speak. What up, big dog? What's up, Miss Lady? You good? How you? You good? That's what's up.
It depends on how we end it.
I'm going to speak.
How I act depends on how we end it.
So, what that mean?
Because if it was on some petty stuff, like my ex before my wife.
Yeah.
If I see her in public, she married now. If I see her in public with her husband, I'll be like, hey, dog, she a whole hoe.
You can't do that.
Yes,
she's married now.
Yes,
she's
I can.
She's a housewife.
I don't care. I'm petty. You can't turn one of them into a housewife. I don't care.
She married. Somebody turned into one burper. Somebody turned into a housewife.
His privacy probably about to fall off, too.
You can't hold what she did in college against them.
Now, if she doing good, if we didn't really end on bad terms and she doing good, I ain't saying a damn thing to her. I'm going to walk by. I don't care about your life no more.
You just going to keep on going. I know a lot of people like that. Like, they'll probably just make eye contact and keep it going. I'm going to speak, though.
Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to speak. Like, seriously, I wouldn't go out of my way
to speak. But if I see you, I know you. You know what I mean? Unless you give me that look. You know how some people give you that look. Like, mm-mm,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Mm-mm. But I think most women probably go, they'll either speak or they'll be petty.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. How do they tap in on this question of the day?
You can tap in on our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry. Is it No Limit Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was right. At I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Slide in our DMs and let us know what y'all think about the question of the day.
If you saw your ex out in public, what would you do? Charlotte's Plugs, Pot 98.
No Limit Larry!
Just had to put this out there. This summer, get ready for the power.
No Limit Larry, the morning man. How Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time for a Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, 6:18, 18 minutes out of 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock here in No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. And you might have heard about these details of that Kobe Bryant had a private funeral. They said the funeral took place on February the 7th. And they also released his death certificate last night, according to Inside Edition. And on the death certificate, the cause of death was listed as blunt force trauma in a rapid motion. So he and his daughter were both laid to rest already. And you know, the public memorial will be February the 24th. That's what we got for you. Right now, your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Keep it tapped in because coming up at 7:24, we got all your complete Nosy Neighbor News right here on No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Y'all know what's on the way inside the madhouse. Working one for Wiz. Y'all don't want to miss it today. Ladies,
we got one today.
If you single out there, we got Arthur Terry Craft in the building, and she want to know why you still single. Power 98.
I got a feeling that you might be.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, DJ Luke Nash. What up, Luke Nash? You know he live here in the city. What's up, big boy? 623, 23 minutes out of 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 58 degrees, 53 degrees on you at the house right now. And, of course, it's time to talk about our hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse Question of the Day, which is what today, Bert?
The Madhouse Question of the Day is, if you see your ex in public with their new boo, what do you do?
And I said, I'm going to speak. How you doing? You know, what's up with y'all? Y'all good? Y'all doing good? That's good, man. Aww, yeah.
That's cute.
What you going to do?
I'm petty. So, first of all, it depends on how we end it.
Yeah.
If we end it bad, I'm going to walk straight up to your man and be like, hey, bro, she a whole hoe.
Man, you going to get punched in your eye.
No, I ain't.
Oh,
no,
man, you disrespect somebody.
First of all,
I'm going
to be
like
prepared to fight. If I walk up to a man and say something like that, I'm going to be ready to fight.
You better be ready to throw hands right there on sight.
Hand like this. Hey, bro, she loose.
That's on sight, bro. On sight.
If we ended well, I ain't going to say nothing.
You gonna speak of that?
No, I ain't gonna say nothing to you. I ain't got nothing to say to you. I'm done with you. I'm past you.
We got author Terry Craft in the building. Your author of the book. What's the name of the book?
Why are you single?
Why are you single?
Most hated question while dating.
So she's in the building with us this morning, hanging out. She's gonna be coming up on Working Woman Wednesday. But I'm gonna ask you, since you in here, what is the proper way to handle this situation? You out? You see your ex out? What do you do? What are you supposed to do?
Oh, I'm definitely gonna speak.
You gonna speak?
Hey, how you doing? How your mama doing? Good to see you. Because if you don't speak, then you coming off like, dang, she still want me. Hey, girl, you ain't got over me yet? Oh, I'm definitely going to speak. You better believe that.
You know you all still want this karma drip sauce.
Karma? What? Drip sauce?
You know you missed this karma double dip drip.
Karma double?
Yeah, you missed that. You know,
Shut up, man.
Bro, I seen him speak, bro. You know she still
want me. You know the first thing you going to say when you talk to your homeboy, bro, I saw Sabrina.
You know she still want me, dog.
She's still mad. She's still mad.
When she saw me, she wanted to get all close up on him. Get out of my face.
Madhouse Nation, tap in. You can tap in on our Instagram page at mine at I Am No Limit Larry, or the show page at NLL MMH. Burpee, what's yours?
At I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or you can slide on our DM, you can slide on our voicemail,
704-227-8780.
There it is. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. We're going to let the author pick today. Coming up, we're going to see what she picks. Pied 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. When
yeah, they said it's weak for the lovers, and it's also for the singles. You know what I mean? You single, you're doing your thing. You single AF. What we doing for them today, Bourbon?
Not single AF. Well, this was the author's choice.
Yes.
Single Ladies by Beyonce. It dropped in 2008, man, off the If I Were a Boy album.
Come on, you single ladies.
This is what Kanye jumped on the stage for right here. This video.
Charlotte Flood, man. A Working Woman Wednesday is up next. Spot 98. Up in the club,
just pop up. I'm working and grind. Working and grinding. Everybody knows y'all working and grinding.
Yup, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And yes, it is a Working Woman Wednesday. We love the ladies. And this Wednesday, we got an author for y'all for Lovers Week. And her name is Terry Craft. And what's the name of your book, Miss Terry?
Actually, my name is Terry Craft Rogers. I have to give my husband his due respect.
Okay, hey,
I know he's listening. Hey, Daddy.
We tried to cut him off. I'm just kidding.
You better shout out that black man.
Hey,
come on now.
You better. That's what I came here to talk about this morning. The name of my book is called Why Are You Single? The Most Hated Question While Dating.
Mm.
I named it that because whenever you're single and you're in the dating process, men love to ask you, you know, if you out to eat, y'all having a good time, he'll stare across the table. He'll say, hey, girl, you looking good? You smelling good? You got it going on. Where your man at? Why you single? Men love to ask women that question.
Women return the favor, too, though.
They do.
They ask that question,
they
too.
They do, but yeah. Men love to ask that question. Even if a man trying to holler at you. You right. Walking into the mall. Hey, shorty, where your man at? Men love to ask you that question. And when a man is asking you that question, what is he really asking you? He's saying, what's wrong with you? You cute? You fine? You got it going on? Are you crazy? Go on and just tell me right now. Lay it out on the table. So I wanted to really play on that question that men love to ask and really talk about my journey from going to Miss to Mrs.
Okay. So why were you single? And then you said Sierra's Prayer got you a Russell Wilson. Yeah, so how did that happen for
you? That's who I'm here for today. Any woman who is ready to get her Russell Wilson.
Oh, hell.
Come on.
I'm gonna let you get it out first.
And listen, your Russell Wilson, he may not be the quarterback of the season.
He might be
at Bank of America, y'all. He might be working at Aldi's. You just never know, but you have to give him a chance. And so a big portion of my book talks about not being narrow-minded as far as looking for Mr. Right. And when I say that, a lot of times we get stuck in this mindset that our husband is going to be 6 feet, 5 inches tall. He going to be Mandingo. He going to be driving a Lamborghini. He going to be making six figures. That's not all always the case, you know? And we end up missing out on our blessing because we get so close-minded on what love may look like.
Right. Come on, you better talk today.
What I'm here to talk about today is being open-minded.
Open-minded.
And not being so stuck.
Lower your standards. Oh.
God, no.
Lower your standards. I like that one, Burpee.
God, no. I'm not saying that.
But I'm saying, though, because you might not get the quarterback of the Seahawks, but you might get the quarterback of the semi-pro team here in Charlotte.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
They don't get paid.
Oh, the Carolina Energy. You might get the quarterback.
Thank you. You got to be open-minded. But in no form, shape, fashion am I saying settle. Mm-hmm. Another thing I'd like to address. It's time to let go of that no good man. Mm. Y'all been together 15 years. Mm. You ain't even never met his mama. You ain't never even been to his house before.
Mm.
It's time to let him go. Mm. And that can be a big hindrance in finding the right man because you stay with the wrong man so long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big portion of what I talk about in the book.
So a lot of women talk about the word settling. What is the word settling? Because I think it can get misconstrued in the way people think. So break it down, Miss Arthur.
I would say settling is... And so you can't think about settling in the physical sense. So let's just say, for example, he may not be what you physically expected as far as physically attractiveness. But settling is, which means, okay, if I'm a woman and I'm out here going to get it and I'm chasing after the bag, but if I'm with a man who has no drive, has no goals, sitting on the couch all day, you know, wanting to smoke, all of that stuff 24/7, then I feel like that would be considered settling because it's like you out here trying to chase after your dreams and you with somebody who doesn't have the same aspirations.
Who don't even have a dream. Don't even know
no
how to
dream.
Don't even know how
sleep.
To start a dream.
Sleep all day
and ain't got no dream.
Come on. Let him go. Yeah.
Wow. And this is another question I have for you, because a lot of ladies say this too. You got to put in work.
Yeah, I got one.
What is putting in work?
Ooh, when it comes to ladies.
Yeah,
when
because
it comes
to a man, like, you got to put in work to get me. You got to put in work to get me. Blah, 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 blah. What is putting in work? Define that.
That's a great question. It's about pursuing the woman. You know, we got to get back to the old times where men used to pursue women. That means, all right, instead of... you just met a woman, instead of saying, look, Netflix and chill, you coming over tonight? No, don't hit her with that off the gate. Now, eventually, yes. But, you know, when you first meet a woman, plan something. Say, look, you know, this Saturday, I really would like to take you out. Can you be ready around 7 o'clock? I'm going to come pick you up. We're going to go get a little bite to eat.
We're going to talk about it. I got something for that when we come back.
Nah.
Well, that Netflix and chill, and let's go back to the old time. No, I got something for that. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, but I got something for
them. Arthur Terry is in the building. Arthur Hunter book, Why Are You Single? Why Are You Single?
Out,
the most hated question while dating. We coming back on this Working Woman Wednesday.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
You like it what you see? Yeah. Everything designer, that's on me. That's why the way I walk.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working. Wednesday.
Yes, indeed it is. Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is a Working Woman Wednesday here inside No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. 53 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 58. And who we got in the building, Burpee?
We have author Terry Craft Rogers. Make sure you throw that Rogers in there.
Got to say that.
Make sure you throw that Rogers in.
Don't play no games. Now, before we went to our commercial break, you were saying that we need to go to back in the day, that courting stage, like Grandpa used to say. Got to get back to courting. Now, a lot of women say that. A lot of women say that when it's convenient for their relationship, for what they want. Because if a man were to say, well, let's go back in the day to where the meal was ready when I got home from work.
Hallelujah.
Or let's get back in the day to where the house was taken care of.
Hallelujah.
Before the kids were taken care of. So is it just a thing where let's go back in the day to where it's only convenient for the woman? or do we need to go back in the day kind of loving all around?
She just cleared her throat.
Right.
All the way. So y'all know I'm about to go in. It's got to be all the way around. So I think if you're looking for a traditional relationship where you're looking for a man to pursue you, then also you've got to provide traditional quality as well. So if you do not know how to cook, if you do not know how to boil an egg,
oh my goodness,
it may be time to get in that kitchen. And thank God for YouTube these days, because yep, you can learn so much on there. Pinterest is my best friend. So whenever I'm trying to learn or try to cook something, I get on Pinterest, I Google, I YouTube, figure out, okay, this is how I make it. Because you want to cater to that man. You want that man to cater to you. So the energy that you give out is the energy that you'll receive. So you definitely want to learn how to do some things. You want to keep a tidy house. You know, no man wants to come into your apartment and it looks like you are auditioning for Hoarders.
Wow. Damn.
So damn, you definitely got to do your part. And the book definitely talks about that, because you have to put yourself in the position to be found by Mr. Right, by your Russell. You got to be in the position to be found by Russell.
One more time, what's the name of the book?
The book is called Why Are You Single? The Most Hated Question While Dating. You can find it on Amazon for $12.
And so everybody, a lot of women, I see this posted probably at least 3, 4, 5 million times a day. A lot of women are talking about this Sierra's prayer. Oh my God, she dropped this prayer that she said to get Russell Wilson. Let's talk about this Sierra's prayer.
Let's talk about it. Here's the thing. I think it's been a great lesson watching Sierra's relationship go
from by the way,
Future to go to Russell. And let's 50
Cent, Bow Wow, you can't forget them too.
And even Cassie, from going from Puffy to the man that she's married to now. And I think in a lot of our lives, we all have Russell Wilson. You know, like I said earlier, Russell is on your job. Russell is at your church. Russell is at your local grocery store, but you're not giving Russell the time of the day because you keep running after Future. You got to let Future go.
They both got money.
That's the key. Hey. So now, go ahead, Bert.
Okay, let me just talk for a second, Larry. Everybody always talk about Sierra's prayer. First of all, I want to know what the hell that prayer was. What did she say her prayer?
Did she put the prayer out there, what it was?
You know, I
think she dropped it. She dropped it?
Okay.
Yeah, she put it out.
All right. Well, speaking from the land of men, we have a prayer too.
Oh, Lord, no.
What our prayer sound like,
it ain't Sierra's prayer, but this is Darnell's prayer.
What Darnell say? What Darnell
be saying, dear Heavenly Father, she's with him because she got on my damn nerve. I tried, Lord, I tried, and I tried, but I'll be damned if she didn't keep bothering me. So I left my Sierra and got with my Tierra, because that's how petty dudes are. We'll get somebody.
their
name will rhyme.
And look just like
right.
And
look just like
you know how y'all do.
Don't do that to us.
So Darnell's prayer.
What are some key points you have in your book?
Another one of my key points is comparison. Now that we're in the age of social media, I think we get caught up with keeping up with the Joneses, the Kardashians, the Carters, the Obamas, and you got to run your own race. It's so important, because a lot of times we get on social media, you'll see somebody you grew up with. You know, let's say, for example, Sally. Sally been dating her man all of 2 weeks and got engaged. And you think the same thing's supposed to happen for you. You know, then you look and see, okay, Kiara that I went to school with, Kara in Dubai this weekend with her boo, and my boo taking me to Charleston. See, you can't get caught up in comparison.
Charleston is nice.
Charleston is nice. I ain't never been, but I heard it's nice.
I've never been to Charleston, bro.
No, not
Charleston
yet.
Is nice. You gotta go.
But don't let comparison steal your joy and make you feel like, okay, because this is what's going on in my friend's life. Her man called her 10 times a day. My man need to call me 10 times a day. No, you got to run your own race, be in your own relationship. Also, I talk about in the book, clinginess. You got to have your own business going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it to the point where every time the man call you and he said, what you doing? And the answer is always, nothing. Waiting on you.
Mm.
No, don't no man want to hear that. He want to hear a woman is about her business. She out here trying to secure her own bag.
And
you know, she got
bag.
Her own happy hobbies and whatsoever. But yeah, you kind of got to have your own thing going on. You can't be that woman that always wants to be underneath that man. There's just, that's not attractive.
Hold on 1 second. Let me call somebody real quick. Hold on. I need you to repeat. Hello? Hello? Hold on. Listen to what Arthur Terry Crab Rogers just said.
Arthur Terry Crab Rogers in the building with us this morning. You can go pick up our book. What's the name of the book again?
The book is called Why Are You Single? The Most Hated Question While Dating. You can get the book right now off of Amazon. It'll be at your doorstep tomorrow.
That is. Thank you for stepping in on Working Women Wednesday. This was an honor and a pleasure.
It was.
We got to bring you back because it's very interesting.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'd love to come back.
You have a social media handle?
I do. My social media handle is at Terry Crab Rogers, Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, it is. Thank you on this Working Women Wednesday.
Thank you.
Hope we help y'all out today, ladies.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Shameless plug for new hip hop and R&B.
You know we're trying to ball on them, man. It's DJ Mustard Rider Rich right there. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. How today is going to be right there, 58. It's time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! We just want to spread positivity in a negative world.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on.
I want to send a shout out to Christian. Happy birthday, Christian, from your mommy, Angelica, your auntie, Jessica, and all the dwarfs. It's your 7th birthday. Happy birthday to Christian. Bye.
Shine on me.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Working Woman Week. That made wonderful Wednesday.
What up, Miss April? Who you got today,
babe? All them W words.
She put it together.
Yes, of course. Yes, I am letting my brother shine, Golden. His birthday is today, and I'm letting all the women out over the world, baby. It's all day. Turn up. Turn down for what? Go get the money.
Shine on me. Shine on me.
I love April. Yeah, I swear.
You got to love her. You ain't got no choice.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. This is Coach Dez from South Mac.
What's happening? Who you letting shine this morning?
I want all my seniors from South Mac to shine and also the girls' JV team for going undefeated for 4 years straight.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. Congratulations to y'all.
Damn.
4 years straight. The same players on JV on varsity. Why they not never mind.
They move up.
Never mind.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But it could be the coaching. Paul Dye, good morning. Okay. I'm right.
All right. Paul,
the phone went up. Okay. All right. I want to let somebody shine this morning. I want to let Tegan Brown, turning 5 today, from Antonio, Tara, Zoe, and the family down at Disney World. Antonio said he spent his whole life and his whole blood down there at Disney World. I tried to tell him. I tried to tell him.
Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Who you got, DJ Shark?
I want to shout out all the people over at Hugo Artistry. I went and got me a facial yesterday, Larry.
Hugo Artistry?
Hugo. U-G-O. Artistry.
Okay, that's what's up.
Out on Mallet Creek somewhere. Shout out to girl Tony. Listen, she made love to my face. I felt obligated to ask her, would she marry me after the facial, man?
She made love to your face?
Love to it.
I know a lot of girls that like to make love to
your face. I was snoring so
face.
Hard, I scared myself. You ever snored and woke up and looked around like somebody else did it?
Coming up, man, we got your nose today. The news on the way is Power 98.
The morning turn up is real. Okay.
Rodeo Remix, Lil Nas X, Cardi B, and Big Nas, like Nas said. It's that big thing. 7:20, 20 minutes out of 7 o'clock.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
You already know what it is, man. You know the neighbor news. Quickie coming up, and you know the neighbor news. We're going to tell you about Kobe Bryant. Also going to tell you who's popping out at the Essence this year. And Chris Brown. Chris Brown just got a brand new tattoo.
Oh, hell.
Burpee, what kind of tattoo you think Chris Brown got?
He probably got a tattoo of the his little pyramid.
The little his black pyramid?
Yeah.
His, like the that also represents his clothing line.
Yeah.
Because his clothing line is black pyramid.
Right.
So you think that's what he got a tattoo of?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know what it was coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that. Also news about Summer Walker coming up inside your Nosy Neighbor News. I like Summer Walker. She pretty dope. 7:21, 21 minutes out of 7 o'clock. It's Pod 98.
Got it. Crib. Got it.
All right, time for your Nosy Neighbor News for this Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. All right, Nosy Neighbor News being brought to you by McBoney's. You can join me this Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live from McBoney's, 4800 Monroe Road. You know, drink specials. Ladies getting in free before 11. Join me and DJ Butterfingers this Saturday from 10 to midnight. 10 to midnight at McBoney's. We're coming to the east side. Log on to power.afl.com for more details.
All right, Megan Thee Stallion. She went on her live yesterday and saw that she looked up her old mugshot from 2015. She got into an...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Education with her then boyfriend after she found out that he had a baby. Like, not that the girl was pregnant, but the baby was here and she didn't know nothing about it. She saw the messages in her in his phone from the other woman saying, "Forget me, you and Megan, you need to come take care of this baby, blah 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 blah." And she proceeded to, how do you say in English, whoop his ass.
Whoop his ass.
Yeah. She and she got arrested and that's where her mugshot came. She was at South by Southwest when she found out with the dude, with her boyfriend. She was with her boyfriend at South by Southwest when she found out.
Mm. Man, these women out here throwing these hands. Y'all better stop it.
Y'all stop putting your hands on anybody.
Stop
period.
Throwing these hands, ladies. It's not a good look. Chris Brown, I told you. Well, I asked you before we started the Nosy Neighbor News and the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie, what type of tattoo you thought Chris Brown got, and you said...
The pyramid.
No, he actually got an Air Jordan tattooed on his face.
The shoe?
The shoe. Tattooed on his face.
A shoe.
A shoe tattooed on his face. Now, I love Air Jordan.
Not the jump man.
Not the jump. He got an actual Jordan. I think it's a Jordan 3 or 4. I think it's a...
I saw the picture. It's the 3. He got the damn 3s tattooed on his face.
I mean, I guess that's his favorite Jordan, or he trying to sign with Team Jordan or something. I mean, ooh. Hey, MJ. Hey, Team MJ. Team Jordan. I love y'all, but I ain't getting no damn tattoo on my face.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
But we are open to endorsements, Michael Jordan. I know you listen.
Every day, all day. But I ain't get no damn tattoo.
If I got to get a tattoo to get an endorsement.
Not on my face. Not on my face. I might get it on the bottom of my foot.
That's going to hurt worse.
Can't nobody see it, though. You're like, unless I lift my feet up.
Hey, it's like, Juicy Smollett. He's back in the news.
Because
he was indicted by a... Special Prosecutor Dan Webb indicted him in connection with the alleged attack that happened in Chicago in January 19. 6 different counts of lying about the hate crimes that he said were committed against him. So therefore, he has now been indicted. But he also, Jussie, has sued the city of Chicago, saying that the same officers working this trial, not the same ones that worked on the first one, and so they don't know nothing, blah, 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 blah.
Jussie, just concede, man. Just concede. Just let it go. Just let it go.
What are you doing, Jussie? He's going to be the butt of more jokes today.
I'm going to tell you right now, but if you're going to lie, then you're going to ride your lie, ride it like Jussie.
And there's no pun intended.
Okay, never mind. All right, the lineup for the Essence Fest was recently announced. Leading up the lineup for the Essence Fest this year is my boy Bruno Mars. Ooh. Joining Bruno, Janelle Monae, Summer Walker, Patti LaBelle, Ari Lennox, and our girl.
Ari Lennox?
Ari, Lennox, what'd I say? Ari Lennox?
Lennox.
Well, you know what I mean. And our girl, oh my God.
She looks so good.
Oh
man.
My God. Janet Jackson is also going to be a dancer. Boy, somebody buy me a ticket right now. Listen. You, have you ever been to an Essence?
No, I've never been.
Burpee?
You been before?
Listen, wait till we get off of this. Wait till we get off the radio.
Wait, I've never been. I want to go.
This is the year you need to go to.
Bruno, that's the boy.
But Janet Jackson. You also got some Janet Jackson news, too.
Yeah, Janet Jackson announced yesterday on her Instagram page that she's going to be dropping a new album and going on a new world tour. Oh, I like that song.
Oh, that's that big thing. This one. You want to turn it up for the people?
No. I'm going to turn it up for the people. Let me be focused. You going to turn it up for the people?
I'm going to turn it up for the people.
Turn it up for the people.
Get that big thing. Janet was talking to me.
Janet is so nasty. Okay, stop. Okay, let me focus.
Hold on. Make you feel sexy, Janet.
Okay, Janet. She's
nasty. The little beat in the back.
She look like she tell you to call her Janet in the bedroom.
All right.
Okay, what was it talking about?
Kobe Bryant was laid to rest in a ceremony on February the 7th. He's already been laid to rest. Don't forget the public memorial is February 24th at the Staples Center. But Kobe and his daughter has already been laid to rest on February the 7th. Right. That's all we got in your Nose and Neighbor News for today. Damn, Jen.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Told y'all to know the neighbor news about the Essence Fest. Name me three artists we said that was performing at Essence this year. 570-WPEG, first caller through. What we giving them, Burpee?
We giving away tickets to... Where my paper at? Somebody done stole my paper.
Man, the step show. We gonna give them tickets for the step show.
Where my paper?
I don't know.
Who's hooking my... Shock, you want my papers?
Take Power 98 everywhere.
Hashtag Larry Matt is being brought to you by Studio Movie Grill. They got a black card for you. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win a Studio Movie Grill black card. It's an annual pass, and it can be used by you and a guest as many times as you want for a year. Ooh, if you're a movie person, you'll love this. So log on to power98fm.com to win that Studio Movie Grill black card. All right, today, Larry is mad at a video that I saw online. Is being posted everywhere. It's coming out of Daytona, Florida, somewhere around in that area. You know these crazy videos be coming out of Florida. Well, this time, it involves four students. Well, two students were making a TikTok, and they invited a girl in. And when they invited her in, she jumped and they tripped her. She fell and broke her nose. Come to find out, you know, the two girls that invited the other girl in the video, those two girls were two white girls. And then the girl that they invited in was a black girl. They tripped her in the video. She broke her nose and comes to find out that she is also a disabled child. They laughed. They didn't try to help her up. And the school said that they were going to act upon, you know, they were going to take some disciplinary actions toward these students. Find out they were put in ISS because the school doesn't supposed to disclose what went on. But if you ask the right people, you can find out what happened. So come to find out that the students were placed in ISS, the two white females involved, they are cheerleaders. They are still on the cheerleading team. And that's basically it. The mother of the child that fell, that got tripped and broke her nose, she is extremely upset, and she should be. She should be extremely upset. They got this brand new app. Well, it's not new, but they got an app that everybody be on now. It's called TikTok. So the females were filming this particular video for TikTok. They posted it to TikTok. It has since went viral. Mother is all over the school system. She wants pressure put on the school system to discipline these two young ladies further. And I highly agree. I think they should be disciplined some more. And the school keeps saying, it keeps trying to brush her off. Nah, you know, we've taken care of it. Not if these two young ladies are still on the cheerleading team. It's no way that they could do this to this female and still be allowed to represent this school down in Dayton, Florida. In Daytona, I'm sorry, in Daytona, Florida. There's no way. The second part is, man, y'all got to stop playing. Stop playing with people's kids. I think I said this before, Burpee, but y'all got to stop playing with people's kids. You got to stop. I mean, I know kids going to do things in school, but some stuff, you just got to stop playing with people's kids. Because what's going to happen is one of these parents going to catch one of your kids that did something to their kids, and the rest going to be history. Straight like that. Stop playing with these people's kids. And yes, these two females, they need further actions taken against them. We need to put pressure down there on this Daytona school system to put more pressure to do something about these two females. They just can't get a slap on the wrist for this one. Hell nah. Hit the hashtag, hashtag Larry Mad. See what else I've been mad about. Larry!
We're still.
You know how it go. Love Larry. Mr. Incognito. Holding down for you, boy. Appreciate that Wednesday mix, that hump day mix. I need to get over the hump. Now it's time to get Burpee stuff.
Larry, you know what day it is. Turn that music off, Larry, and turn my music on. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real, and why do they call me Pastor Real, Larry?
Because it keeps it 100.
100. Let's dive right into it. Today's word is relationship goals. I see a lot of people on what they call now, what are the kids on? Social media.
Yeah.
They say hashtag relationship goals, but they have somebody else as that goal. Ha ha! No, sir, I don't want to be like nobody else, Larry. I want to be just like me. I don't want my relationship to be like Sierra and Russell. What is your relationship like with the Lord? How about that? Give me God goals. How about that? I don't want relationship goals. I want God goals. Y'all put too much faith in these people. You talk about Beyonce. I'm going there. I'm talking about Queen B today. Come on, somebody. They don't hear what I'm saying, Larry. You put so much faith in her words, okay? Beyonce, at one point, she was drinking watermelon. That's the fruit. Last woman that had the fruit made all of us sinful. I don't know if you know like I know, but the last woman to take any kind of fruit from something or someone unknown, we couldn't walk around naked no more. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today.
Talk to him, pal.
Then you say, to the left, everything I own in a box to the left. And you know what I say? I'll be damned. I'm not putting my stuff in a box. I'm going to stay. Because you're confusing me. Because before it was to the left. Now you're saying, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Wait a minute, but you just called me a bugaboo 2 albums ago. Can I pay your bills? Can I pay your telephone bill? I'm not trying to pay your bills if ain't no ring on it and I got to put my stuff in a box and go to the left. I'm talking to somebody today.
Talk to him, Pastor.
That's the relationship goals, Larry. Let me get out of here because they're giving me the light. They say I'm going too far, but you need to have a woman like Sarah.
Sarah
couldn't get pregnant, Larry.
No.
She didn't have her first baby until she was 99 years old.
99?
99 years old. 99 years old, Larry. But she told her husband, go and have other babies, baby. It's okay. Oh, that's the type of woman that we need. The doors of the church are now open. Get me out of here.
And those were Burpee's thoughts.
What you thought?
Man, these folks got
hit
his. No cap.
All right, man. Quickie right now. Of course, we got a sports update for y'all on this quickie. My Carolina Tar Heels, they got beat down by Wake Forest last night. It was ugly. And after that Duke debacle, they deserve to get beat. Yeah, and I'm a Tar Heel fan. And over in the NBA, Zion Williamson went off. He had a career-high 31 Panutos. They played the Portland Trailblazers last night, and a lot of Trailblazers was just getting out of his way because they were scared to be on Sports Center. They didn't want to be. They didn't want no part of Zion last night. He had 31 points, and the New Orleans Pelicans won 138-117. That was a high scoring game. And back here in Carolina Panther news, David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, made a comment about Cam Newton when asked about Cam Newton and his future. Hey, David Tepper said, "Listen, is it healthy? Is it healthy? We can't talk about nothing about Cam Newton until he's healthy." That's what the owner, Dave Tepper, had to say. But I'm leaning toward that Cam is going to be here, and he's going to be playing in a Carolina Panther uniform this season, because David Tepper did say that the money is no issue. So if the money ain't an issue and, you know, Cam is healthy, I think he's going to be here. That's your Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
We Family Wednesday inside the madhouse. Burpa, tell them who we got with the family today.
We have from, am I saying this correct? Leap?
Leap, yes.
Leap. That's correct.
Leap. We have Mrs. Famada Galloway.
Miss Famada Galloway.
I said it right?
Yes, you did.
Perfect.
Own it, boy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Explain to the people who are listening what it is that you do with the Leap program.
I am a social services manager with the Department of Social Services. I manage the LEAP program with a wonderful staff at the Department of Social Services.
Mm. And the LEAP program is what? What is the LEAP program?
LEAP stands for Low Income Energy Assistance Program. Mm. And this program is funded by the federal government and provides assistance to households to heat their homes during the cold weather months.
Wow.
Yeah. The program is important to the community because it helps low-income households, particularly those that have a high portion of their household income to heat their homes during the winter season.
So it helps, you know, with the heat and air bill during the winter season, especially like for the elderly and
yes,
stuff like that.
We service the elderly, the disabled, and the general population. We want to hit every Mecklenburg County resident who may be vulnerable to high heating costs during the winter months.
So what do you count to what are the winter months? Like what months is this program available?
Excellent question. We started the program December the 1st. Mm-hmm. Typically every year it starts December the 1st and we prioritize the elderly first.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
December we take applications for the elderly to have the priority, and then January through March 31st anybody in Mecklenburg County can
so I can
apply.
Still apply right now?
You can apply.
All right, hold
anybody.
Hold on. We're gonna
talk about
break.
This in
come
a
back.
Second.
You need help paying that power bill and that heating and air bill. We got you. We got the LEAP program in the building. We're gonna get somebody bill paid today. It's Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
Don't even learn the Water Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. We live on We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. We Family Wednesday is being brought to you by City Trends. You can join me tomorrow. I'm going to be hanging out at City Trends, me and DJ Butterfingers, from 5 to 7, 4527 The Plaza. We got new looks, fresh styles, gift cards for the first 100 people in line. Log on to power.fm.com for more details. And we got Miss Famada Galloway in the building from the LEAP program. What is the LEAP program again?
LEAP is the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. We're helping everyone in Mecklenburg County pay their heating utility expenses.
Mm. And you said it starts December 1st and it runs through March 31st.
March 31st, yeah. Right now we're focused on taking applications from all members of the population, Mecklenburg County. There are eligibility requirements, but we still want people to come in and apply.
And the thing about it is, a lot of people have not even heard of this program. They said that the applications were low. And I can't believe this because everybody called me.
Right.
To my brother, you help me out my power bill. I've been broke. Can you pay my gas bill?
Yeah, we have struggled to reach all Mecklenburg County residents. And we thank you for allowing us to be here today to talk about the program, because it's important that everyone takes advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really a good program that tries to keep people safe. So we're not practicing unsafe heating in our homes. We want you to apply. The credit to your account ranges from $300 to $500. Yeah, you can get up to a $500 credit off of your heating utility expense. So, yeah, we really want to encourage people to apply. We don't want to discourage anyone. The income limits are there, but we do give deductions.
What are the qualifications to be a part of the LEAP?
So to qualify for LEAP, we're asking that there's at least one eligible legal resident in the household.
Okay. A member,
there are
can
income
I live?
Limits. All right. And we do look at your reserve. The limit is about $2,250. But again, don't let that discourage you. There are certain things we count and certain things we don't count.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to apply. Also, we just ask that you are responsible for the heating cost.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're paying, if the bill is in mama's name, we just need mama to write a note saying it's your bill and she's responsible for it. So
what you don't realize is that number one, this program is available here in Mecklenburg County. Number two is it's a government funded program.
It is. It's federally funded. We get a good amount from the government every year. And we want to focus on spending it, because if we don't spend it, we have to return it. Yes,
yeah,
we lose it. We return it. So we want to maximize the knowledge. We want to educate. We want to empower. We want people to just come out and just see what you may be eligible for, what you may qualify for.
Can y'all let me hold somewhere? Because so many people call me to help with their power. But I'm being serious. Can y'all, I could help disseminate some of this throughout the community. Because a lot of people call me and need help with their power bill and their gas bill. And I can help get it to them.
Yeah.
Now, when you're looking at the applications and you're looking at those who have applied for it, how do you weed them out? How do you weed out those that you're not going to use?
Well, basically, the most important factor is income.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hit those families that struggle during those months to heat. I mean, we all have heating bills,
right,
and we know how it skyrockets during the cold months. So
right,
pretty much income.
Is the income part flexible? Because, and I'm asking this question because with the affordable housing, the way it is here in Mecklenburg County, like I could be just making enough just to pay my rent.
Yes.
And you know, we still, like you said, we still got heating costs.
Yes.
We got electricity costs.
Yes.
So is that part flexible a little bit?
It's flexible in that we give deductions.
Okay, I got
you. If you pay child care, we'll give you a child care deduction.
Okay,
I got
you.
We look at different things. Work-related deductions, we'll give you those. So that's why I'm saying don't really take too much heat.
So like if your income, so like you're making a certain amount and you think, well, my income may be too far long, but you're paying other bills, then you take off of that. So,
yes.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, it depends on what the bill is, what the expenses are, but we do give those deductions.
Kids, do they count? This is big deduction. They take all my money. The kids take all my money.
We look at child care, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
No, these are honest questions because a lot of people go through this when
excellent
you're trying to
questions,
figure
yes
out bills you're trying to pay through the month. And sometimes, you know, you put a little something on that bill, that heating and air bill, and then it still catch up to you the next month. So this is a great program. How do they apply? How do you go apply for this?
So there are several ways to apply. It's a really easy process. First, face-to-face, we're down at the Valerie C. Wooder Center, 3205 Freedom Drive.
Right off Freedom Drive, where
right
the mall used to
Freedom
be.
Freedom Drive, right where Freedom Mall used to be.
Where the mall used to be. I know y'all.
We are in suite 1800. We have signs all over, so we can't be missed. Face-to-face, we're open 8 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unable to make it in, you can go on our website, mecnc.gov/LEAP, LIEAP.
Mm-hmm.
You can download the application, print it, mail it in. We'll give you a call and see if you're eligible. Take your application. Now, if you're homebound or disabled and you're not able to download or come in, you can just give us a call. The number is 704-432-111, and we'll have one of our workers contact that individual for an interview.
So basically, you just need to come in and apply because you may think you may be turned away, but you can't even start to get the money
right
or start to get help if you don't apply.
That's
so
right.
So just come apply.
That's right. Don't try to figure it out. Just come. We'll do all the figuring out for you. Just
I
give
like
us
this
what we need.
Right. The money is there, people.
We need more programs like this across across the board.
Please help us spend it.
Listen.
Yes.
Like she said, if we don't, the money is available here in Mecklenburg County. So what happens is they either cut funding because the program is not being used,
yes,
or they have to return the money. So they want to spend the money. So come apply, black people, apply. If you have any questions, call us right now, 570-WPEG. 570-WPEG is Pod 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay. Wake up.
Yep, take it easy. Pod98WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Danny Lake, Chris Brown, easy to remix. That's what we want you to do. We want you to take it easy. Don't apply, man. It's real easy. We got the Leah program in the building, Miss. I forgot her name that quick. Miss Galloway. Famada Galloway is in the building. Miss Famada Galloway, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us again.
Now, the Leah program, we told people before we went to commercial break that y'all helped with heating and air bills.
Yes.
During the wintertime.
Yes.
All the way to March 31st.
Through March 31st. That is correct.
We got to take some of these calls. Good morning. Pod 88, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big bro?
Hey, what's up?
You was calling. You had a question?
Yes, sir. I just heard they said apply for some money.
Yes, it's a program called a LEAP program. So if you need help with your heating and air bill, you can apply. You possibly can get some help.
Okay. Is there a cutoff or a cap for your salary?
You can just, hey, look, all I want you to do is apply. Don't worry about that. I need you just to apply, okay?
Okay, I make over six figures.
Hey, listen, brother. I don't need to know all that. See, that's what's wrong with people. Y'all disclose too much information. Just go apply.
Okay, okay. Where do I apply?
You know where Freedom Mall used to be on Freedom Drive?
Freedom Drive, yeah, okay.
So go down there to the Valerie C. Woodard Center, and you can apply right there.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Talking too much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you got a question?
Yes, I sure do. I just heard about the low income basic thing.
Yeah, the LEAP program.
I was driving when I heard it. Yeah, I want to know more information about it. I was just driving because I couldn't get the sense of information
now. What you need to know, baby? You want the phone number or something?
Yeah.
All right, 704
336
3000.
And what you call it?
It's called the LEAP program. You know where the Freedom Mall used to be on Freedom Drive?
I know where Freedom Drive is. I've been up there for Scorpio.
Yep. So you know what? You know where the other end of Freedom at? Where the Foot Lock and all that? They got it's a big parking lot. Mm-hmm. It's the Valerie C. Woodard Center. Go in there, apply. Just go in there, ask for the LEAP program, and apply.
Mm-hmm. Where the straight men are.
All right. Thank you.
I've. Paul Dottier, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? What? I'd like to know how many paycheck stubs that you have to bring in.
We just ask that you bring in the month's prior paycheck stubs, everything you've received. If you're paid weekly, we need all your weekly stubs. If you're paid monthly, that would be one pay stub. If you're paid biweekly, that would be two pay stubs, and that would be the month prior to the day you apply.
Okay, and are you in the social service building?
Yes, we're at the Valerie C. Woodard Center on Freedom Drive. We can take applications at Courault. You can just drop them off. That's 301 Billingsley Road. If you fill it in, you can just drop it off. But if you want a face-to-face interview, we are at the Valerie C. Woodard Center on Freedom Drive.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Hey, I want you to do me a favor, okay?
Okay.
Go apply!
I am.
Okay, baby. All right. Let me know how it works out. All right. Pod 98, good morning.
Hi, I was just calling to see. I just caught the end of the conversation about the funding, and I didn't hear what it was for.
So it's the LEAP program. They help with heating the air beers during the winter months. So you got until March 31st to apply.
Okay, and where do you go to apply for that?
You know where the Valerie C. Woodard Center at the old Freedom Mall is on Freedom Drive?
I don't, but I'm sure my husband does.
But take you right on Freedom Drive. You can't miss it. It's the biggest parking lot on Freedom Drive.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if you want the phone number, I had a phone number, too.
Yes, please.
704
336
3000.
336 3000. Okay,
yeah. Ask for the LEAP program, and I need you to do me a favor, okay?
Uh-huh.
I need you to apply.
Okay, thank you.
Let me know how it works out.
All right, bye.
Don't y'all call up and get this information, and then y'all don't go apply, because I'm going to be highly upset. Shark, you applying right now?
Well, what? I'm going to have to wait my bill zero, Larry. I'm going to have to run it up.
Oh, you paid up?
Yeah.
I'm behind. I'm about to apply. I'm about to put my name in there. Listen, if y'all need some check stubs, I know somebody who doing it. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
My opinion is a D-bag.
These are not the opinions of Power 98 at all.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. They got to spend the money anyway.
That is strictly Larry Mims.
I'm just saying. You're going to say my whole gut.
Oh, my bad.
You know what? I hate you. I hate you. Thank you, Famada, for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank
we appreciate
you so much.
The Layout program. We're going to get y'all some applications over there.
Very informative.
Yes,
if I got to drop some off myself.
Thank you. We also want to let you know we'll be out in the community taking applications. If you need to see where we'll be, the website, mecnc.gov/LEAP. And we'll have extended hours on February the 18th. We'll keep the agency open for those that are employed and can't make it from 8 to 5. Mm. We'll be open till 7:30 on February the 18th as well as March the 3rd.
And, you know, Burpee got a camel back. He'll let y'all ride on back over there to the Layout program. Thank y'all for being here.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresh.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart!
All right, y'all know what time it is. Time to play everybody's favorite game show, 570-WPEG. If they win Black Smart today, what they win today, baby?
They going to see It's in the Question of My Heart. Wale! He's coming to the Queen City. We got tickets, man. Y'all are going to see him if you're Black Smart. Call up here right now, 704-570-WPEG. You think you got it?
And I'm going to give you an application for the Layout program. Russ, be from Bia, man. Best on Earth is Power 98.
Black Smart!
All right. Let's meet today's contestant.
This is Brittany.
What up, Brittany?
What up?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
What? I'm going to kick it out for you this morning. Wale is coming this weekend. If you win, you're going to see him. Where is Wale from, or where does he represent he's from?
D.C. all day.
You got that, Mo.
Crank. Don't start, Larry.
Not
you know,
crank,
go do something to my
crank,
body.
Crank.
Go do something to my body. All right. Question number two. That would come to me. I need you to tell me that area of hair on the back of your neck is known as what?
The kitchen.
You got it, baby. You got it today. You want it today?
Right.
Come on. Naps back there in that kitchen.
Sing it with me. If there's a question of my heart,
you got it.
You better sing it.
You better sing.
Hey, we giving you them tickets just because you were singing like that. We giving you these tickets to go see Wale. He's coming to the Fillmore on Saturday, February 15th. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better financing. All credit levels.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go
down in the deep. None of it, Larry, the Border Madhouse. Your Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Bird?
The Madhouse question of the day is, if you saw your ex in public with their new boo, what would you do?
Oh, boy, they tapped in on this one. Pastor John P. Key said, hey, I'm going to buy him lunch. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy him lunch. That's a player move right there. Here y'all go. It's everything's on me. I know somebody else who would do that, but I ain't going to say no names. Shout out to Diva Lee. She said, I ain't going to do nothing. Not a thing. Real Snooki said, I'm like Burpee. Depending on how the relationship ended, because I might just be MF Petty. Rough Got Rhyme said, I'm going to mind my business. Treat them sweet. Said, I'm going to walk on past and say, hey, with my new boo. Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, they faking. I got a lot of people said the same thing. Keep it moving. Keep on walking. But the only real answer I got on my thread, Cynthia Luciette said, pick up my heart that just fell on the floor.
Somebody
That's
said
the only it. Real answer on here.
Icy Blue said, Trey said, listen, I'ma speak and I'ma smile because I know I'm still knocking it down.
Oh, wow. All right.
That's what he said, bro.
Look, these dudes love bragging about knocking somebody else woman down.
Yeah,
Until somebody get there. Oh, they gonna need a wheelchair. Legs getting up.
Man, here's what they had to say on the voicemail, 704-227-8780.
What's up, No Limit Larry? So, if I see my ex out with his new boo, I'm going to be petty as hell because he ain't shit. So, what I do when I see him, I just basically be like, ooh, that's you? Oh, baby. may want to pray. If he don't take care of his kids, so he ain't going to take care of you. I make sure I let him know that first. He don't take care of his kids, and he ain't going to take care of you. All right.
Well, that was petty right there. You got to lock it in for the Madhouse question of the day. Each and every morning right around 6:05. We play responses back about 9:20. Charlotte's plug and pot out of here.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.